Truth News Network. It's time for Real News
without the spin.
The only place you'll find it is at TNN,
the Truth News Network.
Here's your political ringmaster,
your host,
Dan Newman.
Welcome back to TruthNewsNetwork.org. Hello, I'm Dan Newman, and I'm glad you joined us here today. We're talking about what's going on in Congress, what's just ahead. In just a few days, control of the U.S. House of Representatives will officially be handed to Democrats as the new Congress begins its two-year lifespan. I am certain that Americans who live in those 40 congressional districts from which enough new members were elected to the House to wrestle control away from the GOP are all excited to finally see the logjam of almost zero legislation from the House end and new and exciting governance begin. What do you think? I think you probably feel the same way, right? Wrong. Here's what House Democrats who are about to take control are preparing to do. In one word, investigate. CNN put it best in their article titled, "The House Judiciary Committee is Looking for a Few Good Lawyers." A recent committee job posting reviewed by CNN asked for legislative counsels with a variety of expertise like criminal law, immigration law, constitutional law, intellectual property law, commercial and administrative law, including antitrust and bankruptcy, or oversight work. The House Oversight and Government Reform Committee needs lawyers too, posting jobs for Executive Branch Investigative Counsel. The advertisements give a window into the Democratic recruiting that's ramped up ahead of the party gaining subpoena power for the first time in 8 years when it takes over the House in January. While Democrats publicly talk up their interest in focusing on legislative priorities like health care and voting rights, not to mention ending the ongoing partial government shutdown, they are quietly preparing for what will likely be the largest congressional investigation of a sitting president in recent memory. Party leaders and committee chairs have spent months ironing out potential targets, from President Donald Trump's taxes and business dealings to the conduct of current and former cabinet members. To handle all this investigative work, House Democrats are expected to double the number of their staffers. Though they can't officially hire anyone until the new Congress is seated, plans are well underway, with House members saying that candidates, especially those with specific investigative skills, from money laundering to contracting, are coming from all directions. "They're finding us," said Representative Adam Smith, a Washington State Democrat, who is taking over the House Armed Services Committee, which will have a significant piece of foreign policy oversight. "There are a lot of Democratic refugees out there after the Republicans took over the House, the Senate, and the White House." It's shaping up, folks, for 2019 to be a very special year. If you think that with a new House of Representatives we will finally see legislation passed in Congress to initiate a slew of new and meaningful measures passed to address the very necessary but forgotten deficiencies in Americans' lives, you are sadly mistaken. First, a divided Congress is doomed to fail to get anything meaningful passed. Think about it. With a House and Senate with relatively small GOP control over the past 2 years, very little legislation could get passed. It seemed that GOP congressional leaders could never get enough of their members on the same page to get anything done. Just imagine how much more fragmented Congress will be in 2019. What do Americans really want Congress to get done? Think about that question. That should be the only question on the minds of members of Congress as they approach a new session. Well, let's look. Number one, immigration. This is probably the most contentious, most ideological, and necessary issue to tackle, to get resolved. Yet Congress after Congress has failed miserably to take any meaningful action since before Reagan. Oh yeah, Reagan did cut a deal and gave citizenship status to a host of illegal migrants. But there was a pro quo to that deal, if you can remember. Southern border security to stop the flow of illegals into the U.S. was to be enacted as the quid part of that deal. The pro quo part did get enacted. That was citizenship. The quo part, Democrats just laughed at and did nothing. Clinton did nothing during his 8 years in spite of his numerous promises. Bush 43 the same. And again, under Obama, no action. Trump hit the proverbial immigration continuously in his first 2 years, even with a united Congress. Ha, united. Number two, what do Americans really want Congress to get done? Health care, of course. Nobody doubts over the past couple of decades there is a problem with the U.S. healthcare system that has existed. Unfortunately, politicians tag the problems as being with the entire healthcare system. It was and is not a problem with the entire system. The problem rests solely in healthcare finance alone. The new left-wingers in the Democratic House ran during the election and are now crying about Medicare for all, or even universal health care. Nobody has tackled the real health care issue. It's finance. American health care itself is the best on planet Earth. Beginning with Obamacare, sadly, we have seen health care professionals by the thousands run away to different job sectors or retire prematurely. Why is that? This new house is full of those who are hell-bent on totally destroying the entire system when all that should be addressed is healthcare finance. Obamacare, folks, has been and is an utter failure. The prices continue to rise and will continue to do so, and government taking over healthcare. Government cannot run healthcare effectively. Medicare for all cannot be done in the United States, period. The cost are impossible to sustain in any way. But jointly with the private sector, the government tackling health care finance can be and should be done. And Americans really want it to happen. What's next that Americans want Congress to do? Address government spending and the national debt. Do we even need to mention this? Congress after Congress, administration after administration, Americans want the same thing, and no one in Congress or the White House seemingly pays attention or even cares. Running any home, any business, any local, state, or federal government operation, continuously spending more than that entity makes can end in only one thing: disaster. Americans know that sooner or later the American debt holders will come calling, demanding repayment of what the country owes. And there are only two options if this happens, just like when it happens to you as a private citizen: pay the bill or default. Let's be honest, we can't pay the bill. Right now, it's $21 trillion. So what would default look like if the U.S. has no other option? The answer? Well, there's never in world history been a country like the U.S. default on government debt. We don't know what the results would be, other than that they wouldn't be good. But with certainty, we are headed toward that Armageddon, whatever it looks like. Americans want Congress to fix Congress. There's nothing wrong with Congress itself, right? Well, that's incorrect if you ask the average American. Americans want Congress to change in the new House. Here's what they want to be changed. Number one, members of Congress are paid a base salary of $174,000 a year. And that's way too much, according to public opinion polls. A majority of Americans believe members of Congress, a majority of whom are already millionaires when elected, should earn less than $100,000 a year, somewhere between $50,000 and $100,000. Americans want Congress to tackle that. Number two, the House of Representatives has averaged 138 legislative days of work a year since 2001, according to records kept by the Library of Congress. That's about one day of work every 3 days, or fewer than 3 days a work week. America knows there's more to work in the House than just what happens on the House floor. We all understand that. But it seems to most that when serious issues that need serious results are on the table for congressional action necessary to be taken, House members simply do other things. Americans want Congress to work. Number three, Americans feel Congress is not very responsive. How would you feel if you took the time to write a detailed letter to your member of Congress explaining your concerns about the particular issue, and your representative responded with a form letter that began, "Thank you for contacting me regarding whatever. I appreciate your views on this important issue, and I welcome the opportunity to respond." This kind of thing happens all the time, though. And Americans want it to stop. Yes, members of the House of Representatives represent a whole bunch of people and can't respond to every little bitty thing. Well, hey, if you don't have time to respond, don't respond at all with a form letter. And number four, Americans feel members of Congress waffle way too much. It's called political expediency. And elected officials have mastered the art of taking positions that will maximize their chances of getting reelected. Most politicians will cringe at being labeled a waffler, but the truth of the matter is, all elected officials and candidates would agree their positions shift constantly. Americans just don't get it. And we're in the middle of a unbelievable example of that right now. Every member of congressional leadership, House of Representatives, and in the Senate, at one time in the not too distant past, were all in on border security, including massive combinations of fencing and border wall. And now they are adamantly opposed to it. Where I'm from, that's called waffling, and Americans hate it. What else do Americans want Congress to do? Bipartisanship. Let's be honest. Americans really don't want bipartisanship. They really don't. What Americans want is for members of Congress to forget about party politics and do anything, anything at all that is necessary to work with other members of Congress to get done what voters elected them to get done. And for the most part, what those members of Congress committed they would do if voters elected them. Nothing else they can do really matters unless that fundamental part of being a member of Congress is accomplished. You know, Robert Mueller and his team have already spent a reported $25 million investigating collusion during the 2016 election cycle between Russians and members of the Trump campaign. $25 million, folks. So far, not one person has been found guilty. Well, sure, partisan hacks screamed that multiple indictments have been issued, several arrests have been made, and some people are going to jail. But again, I'll repeat this. Not one person has been found guilty of colluding with the Russians to impact the 2016 election. None of them were charged or convicted of doing anything having to do with the president or candidate Trump or any members of his 2016 campaign for anything to do with the campaign. Don't you find it odd that such a whopping amount of taxpayer dollars would so flippantly be thrown away in this matter. Nobody talks about it. Well, a lot of people talk about it, but not the substance of it. It is ludicrous, folks, for anybody to spend taxpayer dollars in the way that Mueller and his team are spending those dollars. What price is a justifiable price for the wrongdoing that Mueller and his team have unearthed? Don't you think that enough is enough? And I'll just add this. If you don't, you're probably an elected official, Democrat Party hack, or someone that simply hates Donald Trump. We are about to enter a never-seen-before period in the United States in which a political party is going to take over the purse of the American people and direct additional millions of dollars to investigate Donald Trump. Why? It's simple. They want him gone. Their vitriolic hatred for this president is far beyond normal distaste and even disgust from one party's members for another party's members. It is so intense and so vicious, it makes me wonder what is really going on. You know, we talk about all the time, if people stand around or walk around and scream and holler and claim something, that somebody else is supposedly doing, usually, if you look closely, you'll find out what they're claiming someone else is doing, they are actually doing it themselves. Why do they really hold so much hatred for this president? The answer to that question lingers. I've got a bunch of hypotheses, but I don't know for sure. One possibility continues to creep into my consciousness more and more regularly. What are they trying to hide from Americans? What do they not want the populace, not a rubber Mueller team, but you and me, to know that they feel that on the watch of this leader and his aggressiveness toward Democrats might be exposed? You think that could be part of it? Or what could it be? Maybe one of these things. The Clinton campaign obviously colluded with Russia and Russians during the 2016 election cycle. If in no other way, the Steele dossier was commissioned by the Clinton campaign. Why has the Mueller probe left that collusion alone? Folks, that is collusion. That alone is the only thing that we know is collusion that happened in 2016. And then knowing that Hillary herself violated federal laws regarding the handling of classified information, documents, and communications, why has Mueller not even visited those felonious issues? Did you know Hillary, through her unsecure email server, communicated with Barack Obama himself, with him using a secret Gmail address, and in doing so committed multiple felonies? Remember, that server had not been approved as classified. Any communication either to or from a U.S. president, doesn't matter if it's email, telephone conversation, or a written letter, is classified. To our knowledge so far, none of that has even been examined by Mueller. Why have congressional GOP committees been totally unsuccessful at taking the horrendous information unearthed in their investigations into election wrongdoing to federal authorities for prosecution of offenders? Why have there multiple criminal referrals against those who have been found in criminal wrongdoing simply been ignored and for which no criminal prosecutory actions initiated? Americans wonder these things, folks, and I can't even hypothesize and give you any answers. In the meantime, the southern border is leaking like a sieve, and illegal migrants are pouring into the U.S. While border officials watch in dismay, federal judges apparently in cahoots with leftists continue to tie the hands of the president as he tries to fulfill Americans' wish for border security and meaningful immigration law enforcement. Does anyone but me feel aghast that American citizens must scream at D.C. to enforce federal laws, to beg for our government to stop illegals from murdering, raping, or simply terrorizing legal Americans? When will this nonsense stop? I can tell you when. Not until Americans stop simply saying enough is enough and take actions to either stop it or put people in office who will stop it by forcing everyone to abide by legally passed laws. And the practice of using liberal federal judges to rule against duly passed laws, allowing open borders philosophies propagated by the left, must be stopped for that to happen. It's gotta be stopped. I don't know for certain when it will happen. But what I do know for certain is that the 116th Congressional House of Representatives is not planning for any of the things we have discussed in this story today to happen. Oh, wait a minute, I'm wrong. They are planning on spending more of our money conducting dozens of new investigations into Donald Trump. For what? I have the inside skinny. I heard that he took 2 sugar packages and stuck them in his pocket when he and Melania stopped for lunch at Bubba's Cafe in southern Alabama in October of 2017. The cad. He needs to be forced out of the White House for that. Which is he guilty of by stealing that sugar? High crimes or misdemeanors? Takes one or both of those to impeach a president. That's going to do it today at truthnewsnet.org. It's crazy, folks. It's absolutely crazy what's going on. We're watching in history in America the most unbelievable slate of issues rolled out. We all shake our heads every day. Washington, D.C. is not on the same page as Americans. We're on it here. We're on the page with you, and we're watching them closely. Don't go too far. We'll see you soon at www.truthnewsnet.org. So long, everybody.
Just because you think something's right doesn't mean it's right. Just because you think something's wrong doesn't mean it's wrong. But always get the truth about right and wrong here at TNN, the Truth News Network.